The U.S. Cross Country Nationals kicked off on Wednesday at Anchorage's Kincaid Park. The races are the last chance for many skiers hoping to qualify for the Olympics next year in South Korea. And as Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell reports, it was a pair of siblings who took home the national titles on Wednesday, inching closer to their Olympic dreams.
Anchorage's Kincaid Park is packed with people, many with their hoods up and cowbells in hand to cheer on the racers. It's snowing here today and hard, with the ski trails blanketed by the time the men's race gets underway.
As it continues to snow out here, the course is continuing to slow, but we've got our top-seeded skiers first. And we are underway here in the men's 15-kilometer individual start skate race.
With nearly 200 men in the race, there's one local favorite who charges out of the start gate and up the first hill.
All right, Scotty, nice start. Go get him, man.
Yeah, go.
After four laps on the race course, Scott Patterson skis across the finish line nearly a minute ahead of his competitors. And he wasn't the only Patterson to earn a national title at Wednesday's races. Although her race was a bit closer, Scott's sister Caitlin still had nearly 20 seconds on the second-place finisher in the women's 10-kilometer skate race. With a wreath placed over her head and snow still falling heavily, Patterson smiles as she stands atop the first-place podium.
And gold medalist today, originally from right here in Anchorage, but seeing for the Craftsbury team, Caitlin Patterson.
Caitlin and Scott Patterson are graduates of Anchorage's South High School, and they're former members of Alaska Winter Stars ski program. The first place finishes for the Patterson siblings put both in serious contention for spots on the Olympic team heading to Pyeongchang, South Korea in February. U.S. Cross Country Nationals continue in Anchorage with skate sprints on Friday. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Emily Russell.